You got there in the end, but that felt like quite a big win for you. How do you assess that one? Two good sides.
Yes, a big win for us, and many compliments to my lads that we are capable to end this streak of seven games unbeaten, also with a massive win for us. And it was of course a top class game against two sides who were sitting on position 3 and 2, or after the midday, and then on 4 against 3 in the table. And then to return back to the dressing room with a win, with a clean sheet win, feels another late goal, feels amazing, and I'm pretty delighted and also happy with our performance today, and also with the hard fought but in the end I think also deserved win. And many compliments to the lads.
As you say, there's been a lot of games this season where you've totally dominated, had a lot of the ball. That wasn't the case today. So will you actually get a lot more satisfaction out of winning a game like that? Because in the second half particularly, Tim Krul, we all know about him. He's had to make some decent saves. They've had chances, but you've stayed solid, got your clean sheet, and then you get a winner at the other end. That must be hugely satisfying.
Yes, absolutely. So in general, when you play games on this level, Swansea's a top side. They have achieved to be there in the playoffs last season. They are sitting on position 2, also on an unbeaten streak, and want to fight to win the title, or at least to be there in the top 6. This season. And when you play games on this level, you can't dominate them from the first to the last second. It's important that you reward yourself during your good spells with goals. And this was a bit missing in the first half, when I think it was quite similar to Millwall, the situation we created. Stumislav Placetta out of 6 yards, anyhow, must be a goal. We had three free kick situation out of 18 yards. Yeah, actually, you need to score out of such a dominant period. And we missed this a little bit. And then, of course, during the second half, they had also their spells. And then it's important that you keep a clean sheet. And you also need in such games then also top-class goalkeeper. And we know that we have Tim Krul, the best in this league. He was in there also with one or two fantastic saves. And then in the end, last 15, 20 minutes, I got the feeling, so we're not happy just with the draw. We want to go for it and try it more from minute to minute. Power play, and well, then yeah, fantastic team goal. Yeah, first of all, a good lock on of my defensive players, and a good assist of Bali Mumba, and a nice little layback of Emi Buendia, and a fantastic finish, of course, of Marcus Tiepermann. And even the end, I think in the last minutes, we didn't allow them to have a proper chance. We're even a bit more closer to score perhaps the second goal. It was a complicated game and a tight game, but in the end, I think also a deserved win, and pretty pleased that we were able to return back to the dressing room with 3 points, and also already the fourth clean sheet of the season. So many, many things to like about today.
Can I just ask you two more? You obviously get your substitution scrutinised a lot of the time, but today, Mumba and Martin, and particularly Bali Mumba, involved in the goal. Why did you feel those two were the key guys to go to? And just a word on Bali Mumba.
Well, it was, if I'm honest, a bit risky today, because Swansea always play in their 3-5-2 setup, but we dominated the first half. They didn't have the chance anyhow to stay a bit more in possession, and they just reacted, and for that they were unhappy at halftime and changed their base formation more to a 4-3-3 with Ayew on the right wing. And actually in the beginning I was quite pleased to have Jakob Lundi-Sørensen, a pretty solid guy against him, because he could defend him, but the plan was a bit to bring Jacob a bit more inside, like additional midfield player, and use then the pace of Przemyslaw Placetta more like in wide positions. But after they changed their setup in their base formation, we got the feeling then, okay, I use big strengths, of course, the offense, but he's not the best defender anyhow. And we wanted to use this with a pacey fullback. And for that, we decided then to play Bali Mumba there. Also more or less the first time in his career. So it was more like a gut feeling that it could pay off against Ayew in our offense. But for that, we needed then also more like not a pacey winger like Przemyslaw Placetta, more like a number 10 type who pins their fullback. And for that, we decided then to bring Josh Martin in. And this combination was, of course, anyhow brave, yeah, because when you have such a young guy like Bali, first time over a proper period of minutes against such an experienced player like Ayew, and he should defend him, was, of course, risky. And you know, could have gone also completely in the other direction anyhow, but I got the feeling so yeah, fortune is with the brave, and you have to risk this. We were not happy just with the draw. We want to go for it, and it paid off. So in the last 15, 20 minutes, we worked a lot with pinning their fullback with Josh Martin. Christoph Zimmermann especially fined with many diagonal switches, and quite often Balibumba. It was also a situation in the goal, before the goal. So our centre-backs locked on the situation and gave Bali the ball, and he was there with a good movement, fantastic pass, and I'm pretty, pretty happy with him, because one thing is you can have an idea as a coach, but the compliment goes not to me, it goes completely to the players, because they have to bring it on the pitch. And what these young lads have done then in this situation was outstanding. And yeah, thank God they've paid the trust back. And also that you have sometimes a bit, yeah, I wouldn't label it crazy idea, but a bit risky and brave idea. And all the compliments go to Bali, and pretty delighted with this performance in the last 20 minutes.
Just a final one for Dan Daniel. Gibson, Rupp, Cantwell not involved today. Anything to worry about? I know you've got the international break now, so is it just they wasn't quite right for this game, but they should be okay for the other side?
Yes, I think so. So nothing to worry too much. We need to rotate today. So all the players who were on the pitch against Millwall, we didn't have too many players who played. One of the offensive players, three appearances in the starting lineup. Markus Tiepermann just was two or three. Amy Buendia missed the first four or five games. Also, Timo Pukki was rotated, was rest against Rotherham, and also didn't play that much. We had just more or less Max Evans and Oliver Skip, who were more or less involved in many minutes. And even Oliver had his rest in a few games and didn't play all 90 minutes in each and every game. But we got the feeling it would be too much of a risk today. We had Ben Gibson yesterday on the training pitch. He was able to train, but I thought it was too risky to play him today, because he still felt a bit, and the same with Lucas Rupp. He still felt a bit in his muscle. You could also see a little bit blood in his skin. So it was too risky, and I think right now we can calm them down. It's no question mark that they are available also for the next game. Todd was also involved yesterday, first time with the tape. Yesterday on the training pitch, but he was also out for 7 or 8 days and just had this one day back with us on training pitch. So I think they will be ready to go after just a few days of recovery right now, also like especially in the second week of the international break, so that they are ready then to go and available for the first game after the international break. So for that, I was also, no, I wouldn't label it risky. Decision was a necessary decision in terms of going forward, and for that then thank God it paid off. And the players who came in, like Christoph Zimmermann or Kenny McLean, they played also their crucial part in order to bring us over the line today. And yeah, many compliments to the team. That's what I mentioned before. So we need all our players in order to achieve something special. And yeah, many players were able to shine already. Mario Funcic won us more or less nearly alone two games, and also Emil Buendia were able to shine with a goal today. Markus Tiepermann, pretty delighted with our spirit and our togetherness today.
Thanks, Daniel. Well done today. Cheers.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Daniel. Okay, John West, please.
Hi, Daniel. What will the goal mean for Tiepermann? It's his first for some time, I see.
It's a relief for him and also for us, because, of course, he had a bit difficult period on Premier League level, yeah, because he was also involved in some important wins and good performances, but he was struggling to deliver end products in terms of goals and assists on this level, and had also a bit shaky start into the season in personal terms with some injuries, and we got some problems to find his neck problems and his back problems, and you got the feeling so right now he's coming more and more into his rhythm, and he has proved in the recent
he wasn't
more important he can be for us during the season. And yeah, pretty light, because it's good for his confidence also that he scores such a crucial goal for us, and many compliments also to him.
He wasn't the only player to have struggled last season. Obviously, he was a step up for many. Some you moved on. What made you stick with him? Because he did.
Yeah, first of all, Stipe is a fantastic guy. He never let us down. You can always count on him. And even last season, he was there with many, many performances. Also good performances. For example, we won with him against Man City, and he played a pretty good performance. But yeah, was then, of course, struggling also to deliver more in this number 10 role. But he has proved 2 years ago he was labelled as and deserved labelled as the best number 10 on this week. If you can keep him going and he gets his confidence back and his rhythm back, then he can shine on this level. Even last season when we had cup games against Preston or whatever, he delivered with 3 or 4 assists. So he proved that, especially on this level, he can make the difference. And we totally trust TP, and he's a great lad and good for the group. And for that, pretty important part of our championship season.
Yeah.